Welcome to this week's episode of the Top Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Rob, and joining me are my friends, Lou.
Hey, yo.
And Mike. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Top Podcast. That will be the last
episode. You're able to listen to last week's episode without telling me you didn't listen to last week's episode. Or two. I don't know
when
we are.
It's been 3 weeks by now. I'm guessing it's an alien reference. Yeah. That's for all the toppers out there that listen to all the stuff we put out. But each week, we like to start off not with whatever that was, but with an icebreaker. Lou, what do you got for us this week?
I have, which I thought we'd done before, but I would have to look into the archives to see if we actually did it before, but a Wreck Me Daddy. So, a recommend any sense of media that you've experienced that you feel like is not getting enough. That is not getting enough love.
Yeah. When you put them in the chat, I was like, I thought it was like W-R-E-C-K wreck.
Like,
so I'm like, are we just going to get like roasted? Is that what we're doing?
Hey, that could be fun.
All right, Lou, what are you wrecking to your daddy?
I will. Stay
Who's
like
your
that.
Daddy, Lou?
My pants are coming off.
Oh, gosh. Hi, Mom.
That's going to be a drop. That is going to be a drop.
I'm actually playing two games right now, which is very hard for me to pick which one because I love both of them. And they're both very different, and I haven't been playing video games, so I'm happy that I have two of them. I'm going to go for the indie game. It's called Dave the Diver. It's on sale right now on Steam. I don't know how much.
As of this time, it's as like the time of recording.
As of the time of recording. 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. 40% right now. $12. It is just a awesome dungeon crawler where you're a diver and you dive in and you get fish, and then you have a guy who is your sushi chef, and he makes sushi out of the fish you catch. And it's the farther you dive, the more cool stuff you get. You get to meet cool animals. There are just like crazy things that happen in the ocean. And yeah, I'm just having a fun time. When I first played it, I absolutely hated it. I think the first like five dives is hard. And then after that, I've just been loving it. It's been pretty fun. So yeah.
Is it a roguelike?
Roguelike in the sense of, I don't know, what's the definition of
like
roguelike?
You lose your progress.
I think he's asking if it's, oh, okay.
Like no, you don't lose your progress.
If you die, you lose like everything you had and it's start over type of
thing. Yes, when you die, you do lose everything you have. But you keep... So it might be roguelike.
So like Hades is a roguelike or Rogue Legacy, that type of thing.
Yes, it's very similar to Hades. Okay. I haven't played Hades in a while, but it is very similar to Hades. But it's not... It's chill. Like, you can die for sure if you're an idiot and try to fight a shark too early, but... It's fairly chill. The bosses are not really too hard. It just has a really good atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. What's your second game, just out of curiosity?
My second game, which a lot of people already know, but I feel like a lot of people didn't give it enough love, is Death Stranding. Second one just came out, so I just bought the first one, also on sale. And I love the Metal Gear Solid games when the 3D ones. I can't play the 2Ds. I just played the 2Ds. I'm terrible with the 2Ds.
So but, dated. I don't. Yeah, it's perfectly reasonable not to be able to downgrade to that level.
Yeah, but 4 and 5, I'm waiting to play 3. The 3 is coming out. The remake of 3 is coming out. But I've heard good things about 3. But it has that same... Kojima just has the same coolness of how characters can move. It's very similar. I will say it is a walking simulator, kind of. But it still has the same like coolness as Metal Gear.
So. Does it make you want to drink Monster?
Was he supporting? Yes, it does. It does make me want to drink Monster. Your health potions are energy drinks.
Yeah, I remember that was a big like. Some people were like, "Oh my God, look at this advertising in my good God fearing video game. They have Monster logos everywhere."
It's pretty fun.
How about you, Mike? What do you reckon to your daddy?
Dude, it's killing me. I had one, and I've completely lost it. So we're gonna have to come up with something on the fly.
Okay. Well, I can go right quick when you're thinking.
Well, I mean, go for it. I highly doubt I'll remember it, but it's worth a shot.
Out. This one came from me from Becca. It is The Will of the Many. The second book is coming out soon. It's like a lot of people are saying it's like a Roman Harry Potter. It really isn't, but it's like an academia fantasy book, and I really enjoyed it. It took a little bit to get used to.
Oh, like Harry Potter.
Yeah, from the first person perspective, but I think the author does a really good job, and I'm looking forward to the second book. Things like
I just bought that book. It's coming in very soon. I'm excited to read it.
I enjoyed it.
Did you get a physical copy?
Me or Robert?
You, Lou.
Me, yeah. Yep, I got a physical copy. I try to read books because it's good for my brain.
Oh, that makes sense.
So I can remember the things that I pick for recommendations.
You don't remember audiobooks?
Shut up! I don't appreciate this slander.
Well, Mike, you figure it out.
It might have been music. It was music. I got there. Holy crap. I don't know how that happened. All right. So, I'm not even certain when the album came out, but it was fairly recent. And the album is called All Night Flight, unless I am deeply, deeply mistaken. I am. It's called Nonstop Flight. Came out in 2024. It's by Drake Bell of Drake and Josh fame. It is an hour and 25 minutes long, comprising 35 songs, ooh, several of which are under a minute little transition bits. But it is still incredibly long, and it takes you genuinely through just a wild journey. It starts off happy and airy, and it's like all about how I'm leaving all the crap behind. And then it like gets into this love song stretch, and then there's a turbulent stretch where these like really more like angry rocking tunes. And then eventually the flight crosses the border and gets into Mexico, and you get this real like Latin twist to it. And a lot of the songs are in Spanish. And then it kind of comes out, and it's much more contemplative. And then I finally actually sat down and listened to the entire thing yesterday for the first time. And I was halfway through the last song, and it was like, and I started like really catching the lyrics, because I was like, oh, this is just like a little love song, whatever. And then I was like, you tore the curtain, I'm at the mercy seat. And I was like, pause. And I looked him up. The last song on Drake Bell's new album is a Full Tilt worship song. And as far as worship songs go, it's fine. Like, it's definitely not bad. It's definitely not like a tier. I put it at like a nice strong B tier. But the fact that it's by Drake Bell, and like, it's not like a throwaway, here's a bunch of happy-go-lucky Jesus words. It's got genuine, like, theology baked into it. And I was just, like, blown away. And I think knowing his whole story and everything he's been through, the song just hits so much harder. And you really start to appreciate the metaphor of the journey that it takes you on, where pardon my profanity, the first chorus is I'm so done with the effing city, I'm so done with the effing shitty, like,
what's your profanity,
just, yeah. Sorry, but like it's wild that he takes you from, like, you can feel just the like I gotta get out of this mess to like this place of like, whoa, I think Drake Bell might have found some real peace in Jesus a little bit. Or he had AI write him a theologically sound worship song. I don't know. But either way, really, really cool music. There's enough music in there that there's probably something for a lot of people. And worth checking out. And not my usual style of music. So if you're like, I don't like Mike's normal recommendations, this would be one to try, because it is left field compared to a lot of my normal musical taste.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah, I didn't realize he was big in like Mexico. He has music
huge in Mexico
out there compared to here.
Super fluent.
But
I was talking to first mate Dan about it, and he was like, oh, is it in Spanish or English? And I was like, that was the first question you asked.
Yes.
And I was like, both.
All right. Well, Lou, what are we talking about this week?
Today we're talking about, oh my gosh, my wife was bullying me because I forgot how to pronounce words sometimes with this. Top three.
Bad decisions?
Bad almost decisions. I was going to make a bad decision and I chose not to. Is that right?
Yeah, that something right. around there.
Something of bad that sort. Bad decisions we're glad we didn't make ultimately.
Dodging a bullet.
Dodging. Ooh. Oh!
Swamp Ooh, nice.
We should start having these meetings before the podcast.
Yes. Yes. Now, we if gotta, only we're coming on time.
We're trying to keep it real so you guys can see what it's like being top podcast hosts.
Just somebody sure. in Australia being like, man, these guys just keep it real.
Yeah. So we're doing it for you. The topper's down under.
The top is down under.
Well, Lou, what is the what's your number three for bullets you almost dodged?
Or my number dodge? Three for bullets I did dodge, and I'm very grateful that I did, was this is the spark of this podcast, this
the whole thing.
Topic.
We've done 90 some episodes just to
topic.
Talk about this.
Just
this is Lou's idea.
So in high school, in early college, I was like, I need to get a tattoo. Like, this is happening. I'm going to get a tattoo. What am I going to get? And I was really into these books where the main characters have wings on their backs. And, you know, like, it was like kind of like the biblical thing with, like, angels having wings. And I'm like, I'm going to get black wings on my back. And that's going to be real cool. And then I thought about it, and I was like, oh, that's a terrible decision. I am not going to get wings on my back. Because it would be financially extremely expensive, and a first tattoo having a full back tattoo, also a dumb idea. So multiple reasons why it's a dumb idea.
Do back tattoos hurt? Like, what's the pain level on them?
I think it's the different parts of your back hurt, right?
I've never got a back tattoo, but I've got a chest tattoo, and I know anywhere where there's not a ton of flesh, or anywhere that it like can hit bone is extremely painful, and so I imagine anywhere near the spine is just awful.
Awful, yes. As I'm looking, yeah, it's the upper shoulder areas that hurt the most, it looks like.
So you would have gotten like the angelic wings,
I would have got
full shading and everything.
Full shading, full very early 2090s. When you think of wings on a person, that's what I wanted.
Man, losing a biker gang. See his wings?
Is that a thing that biker gangs do?
Well, you just see all their like the leather jackets. Your stereotypical leather jackets. They have like the wings, probably like, from Hell's Angels or something. So that's. I don't know.
It's the angels. The angel wings.
There you go. Like, man. That Lou, he's a bad man. You see his back?
Well, I don't ever take my shirt off, ever. So only I would see it. You know, like, I wasn't dating anybody at the time. So, yeah. It would have just been me. Sounds.
No, that wouldn't. I don't know where I was going with that. Mike, what's your number three?
My number three... I decided this the second I finished season one of The Last of Us. I said, you know what, man? I've never played the game. And this show wasn't perfect, but it was really good. And I think it had a perfect ending, even if it was an imperfect show. I'm not watching season two. Even when it comes out, I'm just going to stay here. And I'm gonna be done. And I'll tell you what. I said the same thing about season four of You. I said, that's it. I'm happy with this. This is good enough. I'm not going to watch season five. I regret watching season five of You. I think I would have rather it ended at season four. And I can never get that back. But after everything I've heard about season two of The Last of Us, I'm deeply satisfied with that decision. I think I dodged a bullet.
Yeah, I don't... Was there a lot of people that didn't play the games that watched the TV show? Do you guys know?
I haven't been as popular.
It's a huge game, but I didn't know from if there's a lot of people. Because like, I feel like a lot of people knew it was coming in season two.
Yeah.
We'll keep it spoiler-free for anyone here. But
Yeah, this analysis comes courtesy of Mr. Hot Kyle himself.
Hey, Gusta Chicos.
And
good call.
Essentially, what he said was, it felt like the wow, that was so delayed. I clicked that legitimately 15 seconds ago. I just figured it didn't work. Basically, he said, it came very late for me anyway. He said that the dark and the grit and the gross out factor felt to him cranked up just for the sake of being gross and dark and to get people talking, not because it actually served the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that it followed the beats of the game rather than adjusting the beats to fit the natural flow of a TV show. I'm so happy with the way that show ended in my personal headcanon, and I don't need to deal with the stress. I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I just know a lot of people, even for gamers, didn't like the twist. Besides, you know, there's other things they didn't like about the game, whether fair or not, but a lot of people weren't a fan of the twist.
Yeah.
Lou, fan of the twist, yes or no? I think you know which one we're talking about.
Yeah, I think have I talked about this on the podcast, or this is just
things you've said you've liked it. I don't think. I mean, obviously, it's still pretty fairly new, so we'll keep it spoiler free. Yeah, but
that's fair. Yeah, I think. Sorry, I have strong feelings. So I'm trying to figure out. I like. Yeah, I'll just answer. Yeah, I like the twist.
And Ben,
the twist is good.
We know you have some strong feelings about this too. Put spoilers and some enters in before, you know, if you're going to talk about the twist that we're talking about. But
just copy and paste what you said already in the
book. It's true. It was very eloquently put. I did the same thing for House of Cards after season two. I'm like, you know, I feel like that's a good ending. And that was before we found out Kevin Spacey was an awful person.
What he is.
So, yeah. So I feel that. My number three, it's not really in a similar vein, but it is in 2018, Bethesda was still just cranking out hit after hit. You know, Fallout 4, yeah, maybe not been as good as Fallout 3. It definitely not as good as New Vegas, but that wasn't Bethesda. And Skyrim and everything. So they announced that they're going to be making a multiplayer Fallout game. And, you know, me and the boys were all hyped about it. And we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to get it and all that. And for some reason, it's probably just, you know, I was a broke college student, but other reasons and whatever other reasons. But I ended up not getting Fallout 76. And that game had historically a terrible launch, and I dodged a bullet. I'm glad I didn't waste $60. I hear it's not bad now, but that is probably one of the biggest gaming bullets I've dodged for not paying full price for. Mm. Up there with like No Man's Sky and Cyberpunk 2077.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never been a big, or very rarely have I been a big game on day of release guy. I've seen enough to not trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to be all about like the pre-ordering life and all that. Thankfully, I've learned from my mistakes, but I've been hit by some bullets there. But you know,
dodge. Well, and also dodge. It's gotten worse with time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys have any video game, or unless it's on your list, you guys have any video game bullets you dodged?
None Fallout that come to mind. I'm sure there are. Sorry, go ahead, Lou.
No, it's okay. Yeah, Fallout 77 or 76 for sure was a dodge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, I do a ton of research, and I don't buy games day one. So
that's smart. Yeah.
That's the way yeah.
Do you have like any studio? Like, I'm sure FromSoft. You're like, I'm buying that day one, but you at least wait for reviewers to get their hands on copies. Or are you still like pretty reserved?
Spider-Man. I'll get Spider-Man day one.
Say if it's this, no matter the people that make it, or
I'll get the rest of the Insomniac games day one until they teach me not to.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Do you have any companies like that?
Yeah, I mean, FromSoft for sure. I won't be buying the next From Software because I'm not buying $500 for a Switch 2 when it's they. I also have strong feelings on the Switch 2, yeah. But yeah, it's not happening. I'm not buying an $80 game. I'll say that much.
It's just going to get worse.
Yeah, it's just... Nintendo. I'm just going to stick to my Steam sales. Yeah. Nintendo can steal other people's money.
Then GTA is going to crank it up to like $100, and that's going to be the new normal. And we're in for a rough time here. Buckle up, folks.
Well, then, or just don't buy the games, and that. Then they have to change.
But like, FOMO. It's our society right now. It's all FOMO.
Don't buy the games. Or like the new, have you guys heard the pre-order for, oh my gosh, what's that first-person 2K shooter game?
2K shooter game. Oh, Marathon? Is Marathon first-person? No, that's Ubisoft. Or that's Bungie. I don't know what. No, I don't know which one you're talking about.
It's super popular. Everybody else is losing their mind.
Call of Duty.
No. Borderlands. The new Borderlands game. Oh, yeah. The pre-order Borderlands game doesn't even come with the game.
What?
the like $150 pre-order doesn't come with the game. It's sold separately.
That's wild. That is insane. Lou, what's your number two? We got to get off this. My blood's starting to boil.
My number two is kind of video game related. I was a big Clash of Clans fan. Ooh. And back in like 2014 or whatever, I was did not have a girlfriend. I was by myself in college.
Probably because you were a big Clash of Clans fan.
Probably because I was a big, honestly.
Let's go.
Probably, Zinger. I mean, I was giving somebody the alley-oop. I'm happy that you slam dunk it. Yeah.
You
and...
effing know it, big dog.
Digging up all the things.
Here we go. Yeah. Huge Clash of Clanner. And I was like, man, I think I should just spend a little bit of money. It's like $5. I'll get all these rupees or whatever the hell they were called.
And I got that $5 bill sitting there at the edge of that slippery slope I can grab.
And I'm just so proud to say that I've never spent any money on any mobile games. Nowadays, there are some pretty decent mobile games that are good and that I wouldn't judge anybody for spending a little bit of money. But Clash of Clans. What's the one that every mom likes? Rainbow?
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush. Brother, if you're spending money on that stuff, I think it is a slippery slope, and I'm just happy that I never made that
decision. Hey, as long as you're doing it responsibly.
It's a dopamine cycle. I was the only one I know doing it responsibly.
By not spending any money, right?
Exactly. That's the only way.
Not on mobile games, but like I've done a free game. Like, okay, I've played 20 hours in this. I'll throw $5 their way as like a, you know, I have enjoyed your free game. So I think you can do
it
responsibly.
Different. That's essentially a tip.
So where's the slippery slope?
Well, the difference I'm gonna spend some money on this. Like, so in the Clash of Clans situation, he's spending some money to get gems so he can accelerate his production so he can get more dopamine and then have a bigger dopamine fall off when he runs out of gems and be compelled to spend more money. And it's an intentional predatory cycle, whereas what you're talking about is, wow, I got this free game from you. Let me throw a little bit of money your way with an in-app purchase or whatever as my way of showing my appreciation. I think those are two different things.
What game was it? Do you remember?
I played a lot of... what was it? Ubisoft made one. It's like a free... It's like a rival COD. It was actually by some of the original people of Modern Warfare 2. I'm trying to blank on it. But they just like shut it down because Ubisoft went through a bunch of layoffs. But yeah, when I was... grinding through that, I bought just like some basic skin. I'm like, you know, I played, put 20, 40 hours into this game to try to keep them afloat. Obviously, it wasn't enough, so I should have went down that slippery slope and bought loot crates or whatever.
When you were like watching over a gym in college, what game did you play the most?
We weren't allowed to have cell phones at our job in college. That was like an automatic termination type thing.
Yikes.
Yeah, because we, you know, we had to be looking out, you know, make sure no one was dying.
Just watching people sweaty working out.
Yep.
That's how I want.
Well, you usually pair with someone, so you're usually just chatting it up.
Yeah.
Or, you know, your friend, your buddy was working out, so you're chatting with them. But yeah, it was, we had to stay vigilant.
Could you work out, last question, could you work out too, or did you have to sit?
No, you could like walk around and stuff, but no, you couldn't work out. So you would have the front desk, so you'd be paired with the supervisor. Then you'd have two people in like the actual weightlifting things and two people running the equipment desk. That like you can go check out basketballs or like other workout stuff if you wanted, or you know, badminton, whatever.
All right. Yeah.
Did you did you work at a gym, Lou? Is that why you're wondering, or are you just?
No, I just like, I don't know. I thought it was good for podcasting, and then we did it, and I was like, I don't know if that's a podcast.
Well, we can move.
But right. No, I just remember that you used to work at a gym, and if I was working at the gym, I'd be bringing some portable game device. Yeah.
Now, once I switched over to intramurals, you could have our phones on because the intramural guy didn't care. But for the most part, you were like running scoreboard and all that. So unless you had a bunch of people working there, you were, you know, chatting up with other people, but you were always watching the game or whatever. Mike, what is your number two?
Okay, so I need people to understand I'm ranking these in order of how bad the decision would have been, right? So like the first one, not really that drastic. They get worse and worse. So that's just, I want to make that clear. My number two is not snorting a line of cocaine to try and get close to a girl I thought was cute.
I'm talking about slippery slopes.
Yeah.
Girls. I was am like, I right?
Hey, Gusta Chicos.
So, early college years, I think I was 20 or 21. We'll say 21. It was definitely 21. No question about it. I had some buddies. They were like, hey.
Is it because you're illegal? Is that?
Well, cocaine's not legal no matter what the age.
Cocaine's not legal. But other things that were happening in the story would be legal were I to be 21. So I was definitely 21 when this happened. I'm positive of that. And a couple of my buddies were like, hey, do you want to come over? We're going to have a few drinks. So-and-so is going to be there. And I was like, oh, so-and-so is going to be there. What?
You're like hot in like some earthy way, you know?
No, much more conventional in this particular instance. And so I show up and girl is not paying me any mind. I'm just hanging out with the boys. It's fine. And then there, one of them just goes, you guys want to go get some Coke? And I was like, I don't think he's talking about Coca-Cola. And Coca-Cola. He was not talking about Coca-Cola. And I was like, she's not that hot. And I was like, you boys have fun. And I called my room and I was like, I need you to come get me. They're having drugs. Yeah. So that was the time that I did not partake in cocaine and ran away like a scared child.
Hey, so what you're saying is, if she was very hot, there would have been a chance that you'd done cocaine.
I mean, knowing me at 21, 100%. Or had she been paying more attention to me throughout the evening? Possibly. Now I'd be like, I don't think the girl exists that it could tempt me into trying cocaine. But at the time, she was out there. And I'm lucky I never encountered that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is pre-fentanyl, too, so probably might have not died. Crazy.
Well, what about you, Lou? You ever do cocaine?
I have not.
I don't have an nasal
You
problem.
Answered that so matter-of-factly that I felt like you would have said yes had you.
Yeah, I mean, we talk off pod. But no, I haven't. I have not done cocaine.
You know I'm a degenerate.
Just want to repeat that.
A cocaine-free podcast. That's what you're looking for. You stumbled on us. Sorry. Thank you for getting this far in, but, you know, leave it down in the comments down below. No, I'm joking.
If you've done cocaine.
This week's engagement farm.
Yeah. Do you mess with the Coca-Cola?
What's your thoughts on Snow White?
Is your nose drip?
Do you have your pinky nail grown out more than all the other nails?
Like, what a weird...
Like Leia and Emperor Strikes Back. Well, my number two dovetails almost perfectly from Mike's. It's not quite that extreme, but this would have been before either of us was 21, I think. It would have been like 2013, 2014. I was... you know, I was enrolled at my local community college, but I wasn't sure I wanted to do that. And so I was like just chatting with people, and one of the people I went to camp's like, oh, you know, Mike's doing this internship in Kalamazoo and all that. And, you know, I think he's looking for someone else. So I go, I think we talked for a little bit, Mike, and, you know, ended up not going through, but like just hearing your story, you went to that internship in KZU for like, it was like a month or two. That's how long it lasted. And that kind of led to like that phase of your life. And I just, you know, if I would have went and joined you, I probably would have done something similar, and we probably wouldn't have this podcast right now. So it's one big thing, but yeah. Thankfully I did not take that internship at the one church in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, I think you're getting a couple details a little mixed up, but the gist is probably accurate. The Kalamazoo Covenant Church, great people, definitely not their fault anything happened. It was more of a like, my parents called me up and they were like, hey, you should go check this church out. And I was like, yeah, all right. I don't need you guys to be constantly calling me and hassling me. I'll go check it out. And then they were like immediately like, oh, you play guitar? Come be on the worship team. And I was like, all right. And then they were like, yeah, we basically want you to be like an intern and be the number two guy. And I was like, I played one time and I, all right. And so it was something I was thinking about doing, but at the same time, I was just like, through that entire process, was just partying pretty aggressively.
See, that part wasn't known to me. I thought it was. You had this internship, and that's why he went out to Kalamazoo. That's how it was painted for me, and that, you know, I should go and join you at this church. So,
No, I was already in Kalamazoo. The church, it was a good church. I think you'd have been fine, but hanging out with me in Kalamazoo probably wouldn't have been a good idea. So,
there we go. I dodged a bullet.
But then you followed.
You might have said yes to the cocaine. Who knows?
No, I don't think I would have.
But then you did two other crappy jobs because he was part of those jobs, though. So
it's true. I did work at Chili's, yeah, and then the other one.
I loved my job at Chili's. Yeah, contractually.
Can't say contractually. Great time. Love the half off.
I did enjoy that. I did. That was good.
Well, we're going back around to number one, Lou.
Number one, I did not do this in... I didn't know which one was worse, which one was not worse. But it was during COVID, and me and my wife were looking for a doggy. And the cheapest dog that we could find was called a Blue Heller, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's... Right? Is that what it's called? Yeah, it's like an Australian cattle dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cute little dogs. They're especially the blue one. I would have gotten a blue one. And then I did the research, and they're hurt. And I didn't know what a herding dog was. and I did the research, and yeah, they're designed to herd cattle. And I thought, I wonder what that would look like in my very small house in my very small backyard. And they're known for being aggressive, and they're great family pets, but they stay high alert, and they need to get like 2 hours of exercise a day.
They're working dogs.
And I'm very happy that I dodged that bullet.
And now you got Umi.
Now I have an old English bulldog who sleeps and farts. And she does help my friends. But that's okay.
You effing know it, big dog.
Oh, I get
it. Rob laughing, but it was Rob laughing in the recording.
It was past me, yeah. That one start of a chuckle. If you had a bigger yard, would you think about it or no? Or like something like that. It was a pretty small yard, but like say you were like in the country or something, we'd be like, oh, you can go run and play, you know.
Yeah, I have no, because like if I was in the country and there was a pandemic, I would do. I think having pandemic, Umi's like only trained because we had nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think with how busy our lives are now, I don't know if we could even raise a dog low-key, but yeah, that's how I feel about that.
Well, Mike, what's your number one?
All right, so like I said, choices just keep getting worse. My number one bad decision that I'm glad I didn't make is not buying a Switch 2.
Bah, bah, bah.
I will not buy a Switch 2. Hold on. The Switch 2. I hate every single thing that Nintendo stands for now, and even if they drop a new Metroid game, I'm gonna go ahead and play it via C. Like, I am not touching them. They are not getting a cent of my money. And yeah, everything Lou was saying about don't buy the games, I am so freaking passionate about that. If we had anything resembling a large audience, there would have been a massive video essay made about how much I absolutely hate that this is happening and how people are just going along with it. And they're just like, yeah, sure. I don't need, like,
you don't have to own anything.
You cannot complain that you don't own anything and you just have to rent for the rest of your life and then willingly give your money away to these companies. It's absolutely insane, and it cheapens your valid complaints. It's
yeah. For anyone who don't know, I believe he's referring to the sense that in the new Nintendo terms and conditions, you are leasing their system and their games. You don't actually own it. So if they have like any sense that you like modified the system or anything, they just brick it. And it's happening where like some people's internet will fluctuate. So Nintendo's like, oh, they're doing stuff, brick their consoles and things like that. So that sort of, and like not real physical games. Is that kind of what you're going after?
Yeah, the games are all fake. Well, not fake. They're all digital, which it's just that the option's not there, right? Because I get all my games digitally. I don't actually care about having hard copies for most games, but there are a couple games that I care about deeply that I want a hard copy for. And the fact that they're like, and Nintendo did it and they were successful, and now there's Xbox games that are starting to not get physical releases for the first time ever. And it's just, we are moving into this realm where everything is just, you're paying for the license, you own nothing, but set sail, baby. Let's hit the high seas and let's hit them where it hurts. This is absolutely outrageous.
So, Lou, are you getting a Switch 2?
Well, I didn't know the Switch 2 was going to be talked about. So I could have talked more about how much I hate the system.
Ooh, I did everything I could to steer the conversation without making it obvious it was going to be one of my picks.
I will say Donkey Kong Bonanza looks pretty fun. I will say it, just, you know, being devil's advocate, but yeah, no, it's not cool.
I'm not saying there aren't going to be Nintendo games that are fun. I just don't think it's worth it to let them do this to us as consumers.
No, I don't think so either.
Don't worry, guys. I will stand in solidarity with you and not get a Switch 2 until the new Smash Bros. Comes out.
Yeah. Well, and, I mean, yeah, because Xbox is going the same route, too, I think. So.
And PlayStation will follow suit. It's going to happen.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I don't know how it happens.
The price increase started with Nintendo, and then Nintendo, yeah, it's... They're a scummy company. They're the Apple of video games. And I don't mean that in any positive way.
I have done a complete and full 180 on my opinion of Nintendo. I liked them. I thought people were complaining about nothing, and now I'm like, I was the fool. These people are the worst. Mm-hmm. I hope that they fail like Wii U levels. It doesn't look like it's gonna happen this generation, but at some point, I just want to see them absolutely nosedive. I want to see their stock plummet.
Well, one, what's crazy, and this is, I'll try to do this without getting political, but in the European Union, like, they're already suing Nintendo for all this, like, not owning things. But, you know, over here, on this side of the world, they're free to do it. But the EU is a lot more consumer-friendly when it comes to the technology things and everything like that, which I have my gripes with the EU, but kudos for them for that.
Yeah, and I'm not normally the type to be like, capitalism bad, but in this case, it is just like, this is one of the drawbacks of rampant capitalism. And but at the same time, it's capitalism. You can vote with your dollar, and if people would just do that,
so can affect change. If anyone out there, any toppers are listening, and they have a Switch 2 and they no longer want it, reach out to us. We'll dispose of it. Just send it to me. Send me a DM. You know, I'll get rid of it for you guys.
It is a crazy concept that it just doesn't feel like people are putting any thought into what they're purchasing. Like, they just need to have the new thing.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what marketing companies have been doing for decades. They've been I genuinely believe they've been working towards this moment where they're just like, we just have this nostalgia-ridden grip on their soul, and they'll just suck our money out like a sieve.
Yeah, Nintendo, and that was another deep dive we talked about. The Nintendo's not, you know, we're gonna do like a whole Nintendo deep dive, so I guess this kind of will fill part of that gap at least. But yeah, It's a slow burn. Remember when Google Glass came out and it was like, oh no, they're gonna be filming us all the time. And now one's like, oh yay, everyone's filming us all the time.
Right.
So it's a slow burn and just shift in society. My number one, definitely the biggest stretch, and I don't know if it'd be bad, but it definitely would probably be the most different. I don't think I would be where I'm at now. Don't think I'd be married to my wife or anything. So I'm going to say, for that reason alone, it's dodged a bullet, but it could have went any which ways. And back when, after going to community college, I decided I wanted to completely switch studies and go into engineering. So I applied to the University of Tulsa, which is where I ended up going, but I also applied to the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and I actually got accepted there first. And so for a while there, I was looking like I was going to go there, but ended up getting accepted to the Tulsa, which had a better program. Like, hey, I'm going for the education. Might as well go where there's a better program. And it's not a, you know, 15-hour plane flight. It's a 15-hour drive, that type of thing. But yeah, if I would have went to school in Alaska, I don't know what I'd be doing. My life would probably be very different. Said I wouldn't have my wife, wouldn't have my dog, and I love those things, so that's bad for me. And I think I dodged a bullet there. I could have went and died in the mountains, gotten eaten by a grizzly bear, and, you know, been his snack for the winter. But, you know, I think it's a good thing that I ended up where I was. And, you know, God has a plan for everything, even if it's very windy and not where you expect it to go.
Sorry. Would have got eaten by a bear?
It was a fat joke that I would last the whole winter because the bear eat.
Oh.
In Alaska, you know, known for bears.
It's true. It is.
Is it? Or are you guys messing with me? I don't know what's true and what's not true.
You guys, okay. Right. You guys need salmon, to get out of the mitten. As much as I love Michigan, salmon. You guys need to get out a little bit more. I'm not
from time to time. It's just that I don't go to Alaska. Like,
yeah, what? I'm not getting out to bears.
You might have a point, but this is not a point when that point is applicable.
You guys need to use some Google, you know, watch some nature documentaries. My goodness.
That I will not be doing.
I do like
I do listen to nature sounds sometime.
Nature Town?
Yep, Nature sounds. Town.
What's that? Is that a band?
Now he's just clicking sounds through all of the nature. Things he can get.
Oh, dude, I've been sleeping with the sound of rain. That's been dope.
All right. We're going to have to start kicking here. You're bordering Kyle's level of soundboard.
No. I appreciate the hyperbole, but everybody's ears remain intact. Just their, anyway.
Mike, you went through that. You know, you had your opening thing, and now all these soundboards. Lou, we might as well start looking for another co-host. You know,
man, I'm tired. I don't have the. You can send in your applications.
First mate Dan, I think he'd be good.
There you go. Yeah,
Dan's already committed to something on this podcast.
Well, you can do two. You do two.
It's exhausting doing two, dude. I have to do this again tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. I was looking forward to this, but I'm just like. I got up at 4:45 this morning to watch Alien Resurrection.
Oof. You should have dodged a bullet and not done that.
Actually, I'm not going to... Well...
That's the newest one?
You'll have to... No, it's four, right? The fourth one. And you'll have to wait till next time one of those drop to find out my opinion.
Well, this week was a tough one for me to think of some. Do you guys have any honorable mentions?
Oh, goodness, dude. I came up with the Switch 2 thing midway through the podcast. I only came in.
No, not for me.
All right. Well, I don't know what we're doing next week. So at some point, we're going to all be in the same area of the Earth. So we should be getting some in-person podcasts. So that'll be fun. But maybe a deep dive. We talk about, obviously, Nintendo. We have some other things in there we want to go and we feel strongly about. But you guys are going to have to subscribe, follow along. Thank you all that are commenting down below and our other ones. If you're watching on YouTube, please give us a like, comment, subscribe, just so you can find all of our episodes for the Top Podcast or, you know, our alien offshoots, off branches that will burst through your feed like a chest burster. If you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, also check the comments below. We've got some people hanging out there and chatting it up. Other than that, thank you all for listening. We'll catch you next time. Peace.
Dang, Robert, that was A-class. That was a master class right there. Good job.
I was dragging all pods, so I had to actually do something at the end.